This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping equip solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Mike Hill from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The way Jerry Jones conducts his business.
I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
CeeDee Lamb saw that video and retweeted it. Hello?
Today's guests, four-time Olympic medalist gymnast Dominique Dawes, Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Clarence Hill Jr., senior NBA writer for The Athletic, Joe Varden, comedian Steve Trevino. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Mike Hill.
Yeah, boy! Guess who's back? Back again.
Mike Hill's back.
In the big chair. Rich Eisen Show.
Man.
What's up, y'all?
Guess who's back?
Welcome to the Rich Eisen Show.
Back.
My name is Mike Hill. You watch us live on the Roku Sports Channel. Listen on Sirius XM. However you're listening, however you're watching, we really appreciate you hanging out here. I'm so happy to be back in this chair. I thought I was, I thought I was on hiatus. I thought I was suspended. I didn't know what. Did I curse the last time I was here? It's been a long time. It's been about a year. Is it because I said that Kirk Cousins was going to be in the MVP race last year?
He was kind of, though.
He was for a long time before he got hurt.
I know.
Before he got hurt, I'm like, man, they're going to hold that against me, man. The man got hurt, man. He tore his Achilles. I tore my Achilles twice. Maybe I jinxed him, you know?
Hey, you never know.
You never know. What's up, y'all?
Hey,
I miss y'all.
Great to see
Mike,
you, man.
Welcome.
My man, Brogman.
You probably
TJ.
See Mike all the time.
I see Mike all the
baseball
time.
Season.
You know what? I stay booked and busy. That's what they say, booked and busy. I want to be paid and productive. Booked and busy is overrated.
Yeah,
booked and busy just means you just got things to do. Like, doesn't mean that you're getting paid. You're just places.
Like people always like to say, never not working or team no sleep. What?
That
like,
is overrated.
Like,
overrated.
I want to go to sleep.
Overrated.
I want to have one or two jobs, have people working for me, and do other things and live my life. I want to go on a vacation.
I'm trying to clock some Z's.
I can't go on a vacation now.
What's a vacation?
I got to work.
Well,
but I love it. Man, this is, I'm going to tell you right now, and this is God honest truth. I love doing this show. I really do. I live about an hour and 15 minutes away traveling to get here early in the morning, man. But I get so excited, get so jacked up to be in this chair. So I want to thank Rich and everybody around here. You guys for giving me the opportunity to come here.
We love when
you
fill in and it goes by fast.
It's always some wildness that's going to happen when Mike goes.
Bro, you know, my life is wild. I just share a lot. My mama hates it when I share so much, though. Uh-oh. You know why my mama hates it when I share so much? Because she ain't got nothing to talk about. That she feels like that's her job.
What's baby Mike up to?
My mama does it in the kind of way, like, she's like, why you got to tell all them people your business, your personal business? Like, because she wants to tell all my personal business.
Just beat you to the punch,
She want to beat me to the punch, man. If I tell it, then she ain't got nothing to tell to her friends. Her Facebook friends. Well, them people care about you. Them people don't even know me, mama. They don't even know me, but that's okay. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for being here. A lot going on, man.
Man.
The world is, the Olympics just wrapped up.
What a weekend.
That was an incredible Olympic Games, man. Team USA did a thing, man. What, 126 overall medals? Tied with China for the most gold medals with 40.
Yep.
Did it. The final gold medal, the women's basketball team getting it done against. That was close.
That was very close.
That was close.
Her foot was on the line. We're going overtime.
That's what I'm saying. Right? That was close. Gabby, I mean, the friend, nobody expected it to be that close. And then even Team USA, the men's basketball team, close against France. I mean, after that great epic game against Serbia, Steph Curry doing what he did. Man, it was. We're going to talk about the Olympics. We're going to talk about all that. I want to talk about some of the things that I don't ever want to see in the Olympics again. Like breaking. Never want to see that again.
I got to say, breaking was kind
was
of a
good.
Bust.
You guys, don't hate.
The breakdancing was a bust.
As a DJ, do not hate. Breakdancing was one of the best parts.
No.
You got to keep that.
Keep breaking. I am so disappointed in you as a DJ.
I love breakdancing. I used to breakdance when I was a kid.
So because breakdancing, could not have loved what you saw in the Olympics.
No, there were a couple, like, what I called hacks.
There was no cardboard on the floor. You can't breakdance with cardboard. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
What I said originally, I should have produced it because I would have changed it up. The DJ would have been front and center. There would have been a boom box. You would have walked out. Boom.
That would help Australia with what she was
out. Oh, she was terrible.
What was that?
Ray gun.
I don't know what that was about.
And she has become like a cultural meme now. Like, what was that? It was like a kid having a spasm on the floor, bro. Right? That's what it was like.
But there were some really good ones. There were some good ones.
We didn't see them.
I didn't see them.
Boogaloo Shrimp is somewhere like turn over in his grave, man.
I remember
Boogaloo Shrimp.
I went there, Ozone. I'm breaking, baby. You're expecting to see Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo, and I got Robin Hood. Rapping Hood.
That was a song.
Rapping Peebles. Do you remember?
That was a song.
Now you took me back to a place I never want to go again. That's good material, though, man, for people that's doing stand-up. We're going to have Steve Trevino on the show a little bit later on. Dominique Dawes talking about the Olympics, of course. Clarence Hill talking about the Dallas Cowboys and everything that they're going through.
Big game yesterday.
Big game. It's a preseason game.
Yeah, it was big.
Preseason game.
DJ, it was just like the regular season. You lost.
A better joke would have been like the postseason. That's when we lose. We win games during the regular season.
That's been a problem. Nobody really cares about the preseason. But you know what?
How about them
never going ever to the Super Bowl? There was a poll that was done. We'll talk about this a little bit more. Where fans of the Cowboys, like 75% of the fans, don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl in the next 10. No, when Cowboy fans give up on their team, it's bad.
It's over. Good. So now I don't have to Groundhog Day this season with every pundit going, oh, the Cowboys fans think they're going to win the Super Bowl. No, we don't.
I told you, man, that's why going to every season as a Giants fan, as a Yankees fan, as a Knicks fan, you know, cautious optimism. You know, maybe it's because, you know, my dad didn't come pick me up on Saturdays like he said he was, you know. I don't set myself up for disappointment. You know, I got tired of waiting on the stoop. But, you know, daddy's going to come this weekend. I know he said he's going to come this weekend. I know. I was telling my friends, oh, my daddy's going to pick me up. We're going to go to Six Flags. We're going to go to Disneyland. Nope, daddy. Not my daddy.
The milk is spoiled.
My deadbeat. That's okay. But you know what? That's my own therapy. I'm doing stand-up now, and that's my own therapy. I can't afford real therapists, so I go on stage and do therapy, man. So, but the preseason does matter. You know why? Who it matters to? It matters to the rookies.
Yep.
Yeah.
It matters to the six NFL quarterbacks that was drafting the first 12 picks of the NFL draft this year. And I got to say, I mean, it's preseason, but none of them, you know, none of them soiled their pants. I'm not going to say they look great only because it's the preseason. They're playing against vanilla defenses. But all of the quarterbacks that played, they look pretty good. They look like they could play in the NFL after week one. I mean, Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick, obviously, dazzled. He looked pretty darn good for the Chicago Bears, to be quite honest with you, man. Throwing on the move, 4-7, 95 yards, 13 rushing yards, showed off his arm, showed off his leg. And he's got weapons around him this season, and he didn't play with those weapons. I mean, Rome Odunze is going to be an outstanding player, but he is probably the best quarterback. I know he's the first pick in the draft that was set up for success this season. Because of everything that's around him. Here's Caleb after the game talking about his performance.
Yeah, there is an understanding that it is preseason, that, you know, everybody's not going to show their looks and, you know, what they would do versus and vice versa. It definitely is, you know, it definitely feels good to get out there. Last time I was out there on the field other than practice was November 18th, and it's, you know, you go that long without something, it's tough. But you know, it's been great. The guys have made it fun. They made it easy on me. Talking about our other players, they've been great from the beginning to now. And you know, my progress is I would count my progress and support, I would count it to them. They've been great, like I said. And so to get out there and have the confidence, you know, that we had out there, it's only going to get better, and we can't wait.
Bears fans hope it gets better. I can't wait to see what Hard Knocks has to say and what they say behind the scenes when it comes to that. I love watching that on HBO.
Oh, so good.
Caleb is probably the quarterback that is most set up for success, like I said, but also the one that's also set up for the most failure, if you think about it, because of the expectations on him. Chicago has never had a quarterback, ever. I mean, they've had quarterbacks, Jay Cutler, obviously, McMahon back in the day, but they've never had that quarterback. They've never had a quarterback that you can say, hey, he's going to the Pro Bowl every year. We're relying on him. Yeah. We're going to the Super Bowl because this guy's going to take us to the Super Bowl.
True.
They expect that out of Caleb Williams in the next couple of seasons. Maybe not this year. The other reason why he's set up for failure is because last year, what Stroud did last year with the Texans. Mm-hmm. Now there are a lot of teams that are expecting that same type of success out of their rookie quarterbacks. And I know Stroud wasn't number one overall pick. I know Bryce Young was, and Bryce Young had his struggles and whatnot. But at the same time, when teams and other fans see what Stroud was able to do as a rookie and coming in, Caleb has more of a target on his back, more expectations than Stroud ever did coming out of Ohio State. They expect more. Also, he's got the weapons around him. I mean, this is a Chicago Bears team that won 7 games last year with quarterback issues. And I understand that, you know, they had the quarterback was hurt last year, moved on to Pittsburgh or whatever. They had backup quarterbacks. They still won 7 games. When they got Sweat over, the defense got a little bit better. But now if you think about it, look at the weapons that are around him, offensive weapons. All right? You got DJ Moore, who just signed a big contract. You got Keenan Allen, who just came over from the Chargers. And I'm going to tell you about this Rome Odunze kid. I don't know how much you guys watch college football or how much you know about college football, but Rome Odunze is a baller.
Yeah.
He is a baller, certified baller. As a Giants fan, when Malik Nabers fell 6, if he wouldn't have been there and they would have gotten Rome Odunze, I would have been just as happy. I've seen this guy play. I know what he can do on the football field. I know how fierce he is. I know he wants to go get it. And the fact that right now he's the 3rd receiver on that team, come on, man. Chicago has expectations of winning. I mean, if they won 7 games last year and you add a healthy Caleb Williams, as long as he doesn't mess it up, right? All he's got to do is play well. He doesn't have to play at the C.J. Stroud level. He doesn't have to be the next, you know, Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't have to be Tom Brady-like. All he's got to do is play solid football. Don't mess it up. Don't have a Peyton Manning-type rookie season where he threw 28 interceptions. Don't put your defense in bad situations. This team can win 10, 11 games this year. I mean, it's in the NFC North. Packers going to be good. Once again, Detroit is going to be good. Minnesota, we don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback situation there with J.J. McCarthy and everything else. Of course, they got Justin Jefferson. But, I mean, in that division, you know, they're going to be competitive. And they should, I believe, win 10 games. But once again, the fact that I'm saying this, and I was just in Chicago last week, and I know how excited they are about him coming in there and this football team, which hasn't had a lot of success over the years. I know what type of expectations are going to be put on this young man. And I know what he was able to do when he was at USC, coming from Oklahoma. The expectations were there, whatnot. Maybe the team at USC did not live up to expectations last year, but Caleb Williams still had a very solid season. But even then, Caleb had a solid season last year for USC, a team that didn't play well because he couldn't play defense, right? Couldn't play defense.
Couldn't tackle anybody.
Couldn't tackle anybody. That's the reason why USC faltered, even after a great start. There were still people that criticized him then because he didn't duplicate what he did the year before.
And it was all the dumb stuff, the crying on his mom's shoulder, the not talking after games, the pink cell phone case, the painted nails. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Watch the guy play football.
Some of my colleagues kill me. Like, I don't understand why people are so invested in someone when it comes to emotions. When you cry, who doesn't cry to the mama? Right. I mean, like, he might not do it in the stands, but that's how much he cares about winning, bro. Yeah. Like, when you don't show those type of emotions to Steely, or you don't care, or, you know, he's not invested in the game or whatever, but when he shows the emotions, and all of a sudden he's too sensitive.
He's not tough.
Oh, he got painted there.
He can't lead the locker room.
Seriously, man, like, we got to get past people's personal behaviors and look at what the results are on the football field. If the results say that he's a winner, if the results say that he goes out there and he gives it 100% every time he's on the football field, if he's a leader of men, who cares if he paints his nails? We give too much credence to somebody's personal identity and what they do. And that kills me. That bothers me so much, because we don't allow people to be individuals. And he can't. Like, I think I'm very sensitive when it comes to this too, as well, because I'm a huge advocate for mental health, huge advocate for men taking care of their mental health, because it's got to go somewhere. If you hold it on the inside, it's going to come out eventually somewhere else. And I'd rather it come out in the stands with his mom than come out at home with his wife, his girlfriend, something like that. I mean, come on, man. So let's let go of those stigmas that are out there that he can't be a leader of men because he cried to his mom in the stands. Now, if he can't handle the media in Chicago, that's another thing. Because there are, I will say this, there are some players that can't handle big media markets when it comes to the type of criticism that they get. You know, of course, the media markets in New York is very tough. I say it all the time. Like, you got to be a special kind of player in order to be able to handle the media in New York, because no matter how great you are, you can have one bad day. They're going to find that you're going to be on the back page of the tabloid. Yep. It's going to be some great, clever headline that's going to dog you out. It's going to be fans. It's going to be clamoring against you. And then, because there are two different teams for every sport, they're going to be fans from, like, if you're a Yankee, they're going to be Mets fans. It's going to be, they hate you or whatever. So you're never going to get that love in that city overall. Because, and then plus around the country, if you're a Yankees fan, especially if you're a Yankee or a Knick or whatever, there are going to be fans out there that love those teams, but they're going to be fans that are against them because the fans love their team so much, just like Cowboys fans. Some people root against the Cowboys because they have the Cowboy fans they can't stand or whatnot.
Del Tufo,
yeah.
I love Cowboy fans.
But with Caleb, man, I love this kid. I love his debut. I also love what I saw out of Bo Nix. Bo Nix is going to be... we had a Denver fan in here, right? RJ
back. Big time Denver.
RJ, I mean, LeBron, this team hasn't made the playoffs since they last went to the Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
8 years ago. And Bo Nix is giving them a little bit of hope. I don't know if he's going to start the season, but eventually he's going to play this year. I mean, once again, first preseason game, but he looked good. He looked poised. And listen to him after the game, too.
It was a good day. I thought we ran the ball efficiently, made some good plays in the pass game, converted some third downs, got points when we needed to. It was a good job, going into half with points and then coming out with points. Felt like that was a good point in the game. But overall, felt like we did a good job. Huge team win.
That looks like a quarterback right there. I don't know. I know on radio you can't see him, but he looks like a quarterback. He looks like the face of a team, the hair,
jawline.
The jawline. Looks like a little bit of a model. I mean, I ain't saying Tom Brady. I ain't saying, but you know. By the way, I met Tom Brady for the first time.
Oh,
I met Tom there 2 weeks ago.
Did you have to sign an NDA like Del Tufo claims he did?
No, I didn't have to sign. I was at the retreat. We had the retreat for, you know, the other job I do.
Yeah, you see, different what he was doing than what I was doing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Gosh. So you were there for the – you weren't there. You weren't there. Wow. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Cut his mic.
You see, he went into the dark. Keep your jaws, bro. Keep it.
But I met him at the retreat, man. Hold on, my can't hear anything.
I'm gonna say it like this, man. I'm very secure in who I am, but Tom Brady's a good looking man. He's a very handsome dude, man. And when you meet him, like, he has an aura about him.
What did you saw what Dawn Staley tweeted out, right?
Like,
don't look at him in the eyes.
Don't look at him in the eyes.
Like, too pretty.
It's like, yeah.
He is a good
second.
Guy.
I'm like, I mean, come on. Hi, Tom. Just for a second. Nice to meet you. Tom, he's taller than I know.
He's 6'5".
I know, but I'm 6'2". And usually when I'm around people that are 6'5", they don't. But he looks like a giant. I literally looked up to Tom Brady and looked in those eyes, and he was really nice, and he smiled at me. And I felt good. I'm like, wow, I'm somebody, because Tom Brady actually shook my hand and smiled. And Mike Strahan was right next to him. And I'm like, hey, Mike, what's going on? Hey, Tom. How are you? Anyway, of the Bo Nix, man. Bo Nix is, you know, he looked good. 15 to 21, 125 yards, touchdown, man. We'll see if he can beat out Jarrett Stidham for the job. I like his poise. I like what he did at Oregon.
Yeah,
I mean, over the years, I know he had this. Remember, he was a 5-star quarterback coming out of high school.
Yeah,
going into Auburn, things didn't quite work out at Auburn for different reasons. But he goes to Oregon and he just lights college football on fire with his arms and his leg, and he's so accurate. That's what I like about him. He's going to complete passes, man. He does, and he makes the right decisions on the football field. Put that along with Sean Payton. And he's still one of the best play callers out there, man. I think he's going to develop into a really good quarterback. Didn't say enough about it out of Drake May. Sorry about that. You know,
look, weather-wise, you know, kind of was a huge factor in that, and we played the one series. But, you know, if you saw some of the breakdowns on Twitter, there are a lot of positives to pull away. So hopefully we'll see him more this week, and we can get a kind of a better picture of where he's at in his development.
See, this is a Patriots fan right there. A lot of breakdown. He saw the positive stuff on Twitter, you know, which is good.
That's right.
Which is good.
It's tough. There's not much.
It ain't much.
Not much positives on Twitter.
It ain't much. Bruh, tell me about it, man. I've been subject to that. But yeah, I'm looking forward. It's going to be a lost season once again. No expectations in New England.
Zero expectations for New England. I just hope we can really play the long game with Drake May. Let's play Jacoby as long as we possibly can. If it's the whole season, great. That would be awesome. If it's till October, you know, Halloween, that'd be great too. So let's just take our
sit
time.
Sit him the entire season. As long as Jacoby is healthy, man, no matter how the Patriots are doing. Just let this guy learn, man. And he's a student of the game as well. Yep. Jaden Daniels looked pretty solid too. Had a good time out there, he said, after the game. 2 for 3, 45 yards, a rushing touchdown. You know what he can do. But I want to get into this. Out of the 6 quarterbacks, I don't think either one, any of them are going to have the best career. I don't think. What's the next segment? Now I'm drawing a blank. Who's the next segment? Tell me.
Dominique Dawes.
Dominique Dawes is coming up. We're gonna talk gymnastics. Question. We're gonna talk. But later on in this show, I want to tell you who I think is going to have the best career out of those 6 quarterbacks. Ooh. The best career out of those 6 quarterbacks. And remember, I'm the one that, you know, y'all looked at me like I was crazy when I said Kirk Cousins is gonna be MVP last year, and it was looking good. It was looking good. You know, there have been other predictions that I won't bring up on here. But hopefully you guys don't have that tape, man. But I want to talk about the 6 quarterbacks once again a little bit later on the show. And I want to tell you why I believe, I'll just tell you, Michael Penix Jr. is going to be the quarterback out of those 6. And I know he might not even play this year. He's going to be the best quarterback out of that group of 6 to have the best, longest, and most successful career. We'll get into that a little bit later. Coming up next, though, a legend, Dominique Dawes, of course, four-time medalist at the Olympics, 3-time Olympic participant with the gymnast there. We'll talk about the Olympics and everything else with Dominique Dawes coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah. Believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery That is game-changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time, only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details.
Whenever they have a shot of a head coach.
The cutaway.
Mm-hmm. We like to guess what that individual is like as a stepfather.
Brockman, who's up first? Who do we have up first here?
First up, Alabama head coach, Nick Saban.
Taking a look at Nick Saban.
Nick Saban is the kind of stepfather that, regardless of how different he may seem to you, in every single Christmas card photo, his hair has been the exact same since he married your mother. He's also the kind of stepfather that wears dress pants and then a white tank top undershirt all the time, unless he leaves the house and then he puts on the dress shirt.
Former 49er head coach, current Michigan head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Be gentle here.
You be having a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going really great.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just all of a sudden gets a look on his face and he goes, "What was that?" And your heart just goes into your throat and you think you've said something horribly wrong. And you instantly start thinking about all the things that you could possibly be getting in trouble for.
Do we have Tom Sula?
We have a bonus line.
Yeah, you got Tom Sula?
I've got your current
Niner head coach?
He is the kind of guy that he will be having a conversation with you and he'll never be looking at you. And he'll be going, "How's your day? You got a good day?" And you start telling him how your day was. And then he'll always go, "Hey, honey, what's for dinner?" No matter what you're talking about, so can we try? Yeah, you'd be bearing your soul. Yeah.
So hold on a minute. So I'll be your stepson.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Richie, how was the day?
That was great. Dad, let me tell you about what was going on.
Hey, honey, have you seen the clicker? Where's the clicker?
I know they don't hear it on the radio, but I love the old clips that they play from back in the day, man. Just talking about Mr. Hanks, Colin Hanks there. Nick Saban looks younger now. You guys see Nick Saban?
Yeah, he stopped coaching.
It's almost like being the president.
Yeah, the president. Before and after.
Nick Saban actually looks healthier and younger, man. You know, I think when Biden steps down, finally, Biden's going to reverse in age. Biden's gonna start running again. Biden's gonna start running the 40 in like 6 flat or something like that. Seriously,
I think just the bike?
You saw him on the bike. He was on the bike over the weekend.
Was he?
Yeah, this is the relief, man, of not having the same thing with college coaches, man. You either get younger or you know some people just like because that's all they know is coaching. And that's it for them. But Nick Saban, it's good to see him out there. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm Mike Hill. I'm sitting in at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. The Olympics just wrapped up. Of course, another great showing for the U.S. gymnastics team with the medals that they won. Of course, 7 medals overall. Of course, another great performance by Simone Biles. Before there was Simone Biles, there was this young lady that's going to join me right now. She is a legend. Dominique Dawes, she was a member of the Magnificent Seven, 1996 gold medalist. As a matter of fact, the first African-American to medal in gymnastics ever. And she joins us right now on the Rich Eisen Show. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Dominique. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you? Appreciate it.
It is good to see you. She joins us on behalf of Wells Fargo. Let's start off with the Olympics. Obviously, the U.S. women's team, another great showing. 7 medals overall, winning gold, and 3 of those out there making it happen. What was your overall impression of what you saw this year in Paris?
The Team USA women's gymnastics team got the job done. I was impressed with what I saw. I love the leadership of Simone Biles. She competed in her 3rd Olympic Games. I was the last female athlete to do that 24 years ago. Also, Jordan Chiles, her leadership, her enthusiasm. I mean, she's dancing on the floor. She's high-fiving her competitors. That's unheard of. They look like they were having fun out there. So I kind of wish I was a part of the party. But I was traveling with my family. We were at different hotel rooms, you know, cheering on Team USA And I'm very proud of the men as well. The men earned a bronze medal. A gentleman earned a bronze medal on the pommel horse. And so that was exciting to see. Both the men and the female did spectacularly.
Yeah, 8 medals overall for the men and women's team there happening there. Let's talk about the we'll get to Simone Biles, obviously, in just a second. But I want to talk about the news that happened yesterday with Jordan Chiles. Of course, one of the greatest memories of the Olympics was when she, Andrade, and Biles were all on the stage together, winning Olympic gold medal, silver, and the bronze, and the praise of Andrade or whatnot. And that was a lasting memory there. But then yesterday it was announced that Jordan Chiles would have her bronze medal have to give it back because of a technicality. She actually won after a protest. The coach came and got an extra point for her, so she got the bronze. And then obviously there was a review and it was taken away from her. If you're in her shoes right now, how are you feeling?
What an emotional roller coaster that Jordan is going through. I can't imagine going through that whatsoever. I earned a bronze medal on the floor exercise at the Atlanta Olympic Games, and there was some protest that occurred afterwards, and I was stripped of that bronze medal. It would be devastating. However, number one, Jordan did her job. She did a phenomenal floor routine, and it sounds as if it was human error. The judge missed a level of difficulty in one of her moves, did not give her that extra tenth. And right away, the head coach, Cecil, recognized that the difficulty score was not where it should have been. She beelined to protest it, and the claim is that she did not do it in time within the 60-second limit, but yet I'm hearing that she did. So there might be another reversal to it, but Jordan Chiles needs to, you know, hold her head up high, recognize that she did the best job that she can, and the sport of gymnastics is a very subjective sport. It's, you're going to experience human error throughout, and that's what makes it a little challenging.
Absolutely, and we saw what we saw. We know how great she is, and she's going to come back even stronger in 2028 here in L.A., hopefully there. Simone Biles, obviously considered the greatest gymnast of all time, obviously maybe even the greatest Olympian of all time, another outstanding showing. Three gold medals, four overall. The way she bounced back after everything she went through in the last Olympics, dealing with the yips and the mental health situations and everything like that. Is there anything that surprises you about this young lady?
Well, I think it's wonderful that people recognize 2021, she did what was best for her mental and physical health. And she went through the twisties. She ended up stepping away from the Tokyo Olympic Games and did not fully compete at those Olympic Games. And what I love about Simone Biles' story is the journey continued, and she stepped back in the game, and she ended up qualifying to a third Olympic Games and fully competed at these Olympic Games, and has been such a great role model, spokesperson for the sport, and speaking out about mental health and also speaking out about the need for the culture change in the sport of gymnastics. And that's very much why I started the Dominique Dawes Gymnastics and Ninja Academy here in Maryland. I'm at my Clarksburg location. I have one in Rockville and opening my third location in Columbia, Maryland, because it's all about creating a compassionate and empowering culture in the sport so that kids' self-esteem is lifted up and not torn down.
Absolutely. And she is, one, like you say, one of the icons, also an ambassador for the sport. So are you. And you talked about just that the culture change in U.S. gymnastics and whatnot. They've made a lot of major strides considering what they've gone through over the years and whatnot. Have they done enough? Are you satisfied with what they've done so far to make it just a better environment for these young ladies?
You know, I think my focus has been on opening academies that are doing things the right way. I'm a mother of four beautiful children, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and 6-year-old twins. And I want my kids to have a positive experience in all their sports experiences. I don't want it to be about pain and pressure. I want it to lift up their self-esteem and not tear it down. And at the Dominique Dawes Gymnastics Ninja Academies, that's exactly what we're doing. Kids are sweating and smiling. Kids are focusing on happy, healthy, balanced childhoods. And I think that's most important. And if you talk to the majority of parents out there, that's what they want for their children as well. So being a small business owner here in Maryland, that's what our focus has been on, in changing the culture here in our small little circle and wanting to expand it from there.
Yeah, that's what you're here to talk about. Talk about small business owners and some of the resources needed or necessary to help those small businesses grow a little bit more.
Yes, this location that I'm sitting in right now opened July 2020 in the middle of the global pandemic. What a challenging time it was for me and my husband, as well as for my four kids. It's a family business. It's always been a family business, and it's been a family affair. and Wells Fargo started the Open for Business Fund July 2020 to help small businesses that focus on making a positive impact in the community. And throughout those 4 years, they have donated $460 million wow. to 336,000 small businesses. And of that, there have been hundreds of thousands of jobs that have either been created or sustained during the most turbulent time for most small businesses.
I love that. Congratulations on everything that you got going on there. I got to admit, I'm sitting here. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show. I'm talking to Dominique Dawes. I am actually a little bit in awe. I mean, like, you're an icon. And growing up, we really rooted for you in the community. And
thank
so I'm
you.
Sitting
I
here,
felt it.
As a fan, I'm sitting here rooting for you. I mean, like, you were in a Prince video. Like, back in the day, like, you were in a Prince video.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a little birdie told me, and the little birdie is a really good friend of mine who
His
we both
wisdom.
Know
wisdom, hey,
yeah, wisdom yeah he told me that Prince actually called you and you hung up on him.
Yeah, I did. You know, back then it was 96 and my agent told me that Prince wanted me in a music video. I really didn't believe it. I happened to be in Florida traveling for some work. I got a call. This is before like real cell phones, and I got a call in my hotel room. And the individual said, yeah, I think he mentioned himself as the artist formerly known as, because I know he didn't say Prince. And very deep voice. And I thought it was like my agent or a friend of mine or a teammate playing a prank on me. And so I hung up. My agent called me back immediately and just let me know that I hung up on Prince. But shortly thereafter, I was in Minnesota and I was shooting a video in Paisley Park. And that was an experience I'll never forget. He left us with such a gift with his talent and his beauty and goodness. Yeah, one of my favorite artists still to this day.
Oh, yeah, Prince. Did he say, Dominique, would you like to play basketball afterwards?
Yes, I was about to say, like, you now sound like, I'm going to hang up on you.
Dominique Dawes, it is such an honor, a privilege to talk to you. Best of luck with everything. Congratulations on the statue that was just unveiled there in Montgomery County, there in Maryland as well. Iconic figure. And best of luck with everything that you have going on. An honor to talk to you today on the Rich Eisen Show.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And yeah, this is great. And tell Wisdom I said hello.
I will. Love her. Love her.
Yeah.
Love her. She hasn't aged either, man.
Nope.
Man, I'm telling you, boy.
Yeah.
Man, that's happiness and hydration right there. Happiness and hydration, man. A lot of water and just staying happy, man. Keeping stress out your life. Dominique Dawes hanging out with us. Man, you know, Jordan Child, I think is a travesty. I don't know if you guys saw it in the news with Jordan Childs, man. Having a bronze medal, actually giving the bronze medal after, you know, the lady from Romania. I feel bad for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
The gymnast from Romania who thought she had the bronze, and then the coach goes over and disputes it, gets an extra point before the time, by the way. And that's where the committee came out and said they didn't do it in time. But now USA Gymnastic actually has video proof that shows that they actually did it within under 50 seconds.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be some kind of resolution there where Jordan Childs will be able to keep her bronze medal. And hopefully maybe the lady from Romania, I don't know. I don't know if you give both of them bronze medals or whatever, but we saw Jordan Childs win. And technically she won because the judge made a mistake. So you shouldn't take that glory away from her. You shouldn't take that memory away from her. Well, the memory will still be there, but now be kind of tainted because now after you're giving it to her, 6 days later, you snatch it away and ask for it back. We was talking off the break, and TJ, I don't know if you want to say what you said, but.
Oh, I'll say it.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Excuse me, TJ, we're going to need that bronze medal back.
Yeah.
Something happened to it, man. Like, it was sitting there on the table.
Like Reggie Bush's Heisman.
Yeah.
You would have never given it back.
It's never coming back.
Over my cold dead body.
I think Hoskinson stole it. Like, it was here, and then I left, and now it's gone. I don't know what happened to it.
It would be locked in a safe somewhere. only good, close friends and family would be able to see it.
Right?
They'll never know that I actually still own it. It'd be like what Muhammad Ali did with his gold medal. He threw it in the river. Yeah, you know, I'd be like, hey, man, look, I don't know. You're not getting this one back. You better give her a duplicate.
What happened was...
Like Spicoli and Fast Times. Something happened to him, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But even like with the Reggie Bush, it's not like we didn't see it. You know, we saw the season that Reggie Bush had.
Incredible.
We know he was the best college football player that year. And obviously, the, you know, because of what was going on with the rules and all that type of stuff like that, and the improper gifts that they said that he was given or whatnot, it was taken away from him or whatever. And now, thankfully, it was given back. So hopefully there will be the same type of resolution for this young lady, Jordan Childs. Proud of UCLA, by the way. My daughter went to UCLA. Shout out to the Bruins there. But it's sad when adults or judges make those type of mistakes to take an honor, to take a memory away from somebody who earned it. That's what I'm saying. She earned the brunt. It's not like they cried and protested or whatever and it was given after the fact. She was on the podium. And that was, to me, out of all, so many great memories from this year's Olympics. Obviously, we talk about Steph Curry. We talk about the women's basketball team, the U.S. women's soccer team, Noah Lyles, you know, Sha'Carri Richardson finally winning a gold medal. We got so many different great memories from the Olympics. That memory of, and I got to say this, be honest with you, three black women being up on that podium at the same with Andre from Brazil, Biles, and Jordan Childs. Yeah. Being there, and then just the praise.
Yeah, they did that iconic photo.
The iconic photo.
We're not worthy type.
Yeah, we're not worthy. And I understand there was, I can't think of the guy's name for the Baltimore Ravens that got upset about that and said something. He said it was disgusting. But it was, I thought it was disgusting. I thought his comments was disgusting about that. But to praise Andre, even a Brazilian who is one of the best gymnasts of all time, who's coming back from four ACL surgeries.
Yeah, exactly.
To do that and to show that type of sportsmanship, USA to do that, to see those three black girls up there doing that, and then now it's being tainted, taken away, because even though we'll still have that memory, to know that she doesn't have that bronze medal, man, I think it's a travesty and it's a disgrace. But once again, great Olympic Games, guys.
Great.
Great Olympic Games. I mean, like,
we said this last week, and when it was first announced that LA was getting the 2028 Olympics, I was kind of like, oh, man, that's, I don't know how that's going to go, a logistical nightmare, but I don't care. I'm so excited for the Olympics to come here in 2028. It feels like almost the Olympics kind of have a weird, like, little renaissance. They're back.
Yep,
and
it is.
It was so exciting, and to be have it here in our backyard and to be able to go to all the events. I don't care where which event I'm going to. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. I mean, like, track and field is going to be awesome once again.
Swimming is going to be at SoFi. They're going to put a pool on the football field.
I didn't know that.
I was at SoFi yesterday watching the Rams-Cowboys game and sitting there thinking, like, how? Water here? Like, it's going to be incredible.
Well, I mean, Mike, hit the breaking news. Breaking news.
What? Hang on, hold on.
Okay.
It ain't breaking no more.
Breaking news. It's just in.
Here it comes.
Oh, and Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
TJ left his house.
TJ.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
TJ. On a weekend.
On a weekend. Okay. To go to a game. Oh, my God.
We really wasted 20 cents for that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
You know what happened? TJ ran out of his supply. Right.
Oh, I can feel it.
Oh, man, I ain't got nothing else to do with my time now. Well.
Now, Tubo tried to give me these tickets for like 3 weeks. I'm like, I guess I'll
I
go.
Had to literally beg him to take my tickets, which I could have sold.
Right.
Because Dallas fans go preseason. Yeah. They don't give
even for preseason.
Ass about that. And I said, TJ, you're taking my tickets and you're going to this game. I go, I'm giving you the parking pass and you're getting the tickets.
I mean, how can I say no to that?
Parking pass and tickets?
Yeah, I'm like, you're going. I want you to go.
I have a confession to make, man. How long has SoFi been around now? 2 years now?
No. This is the fifth season.
Fifth season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been. Mike. I've never been to the stadium. I've flown over it a million times.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to the stadium.
You got to go.
I know I got to go. I got to go.
It's awesome.
Here's the thing. If the Giants play, Mike, you got my tickets.
Oh.
You heard it.
You heard it. I can't take it back.
He knows the Giants don't play at the Rams this year.
I know. That's what I said.
He knows
that. Got a couple years.
All right, we got to take
You'll
a break.
You'll forget by then.
What we got coming up next here? Well, we're going to take your phone calls next. All right, give us your phone. Holler at us, man. 844-204-RICH. Give us your phone calls. We will listen and answer coming up next.
Hey, everybody. This just in. It's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game. during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You met Prince, correct?
Yeah. I never forget. We were at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Security came to me, to my seat at the end of the show or towards the end of the show, and said, Prince wants you to come on stage. I was like, okay. Yeah, he wants you to come on stage now. All right, so I'll go on stage. It's me, Whoopi Goldberg, Cornel West, Tavis Smiley, a bunch of other people on stage. And we went to this after-hour spot after the concert, a place called Village Underground in the village.
Sure. Oh, that's famous.
Yeah. And so, you know, because Prince likes to jam afterwards. Well, Prince just went to go listen to the musicians. And so it's Prince, his assistant, myself. And I see Prince lean over to his assistant. And then all of a sudden, the assistant leans over to me and says, I don't know why I do this voice, but it's like, sure. Prince wants you to come back and have pasta and pizza. I was like, oh, okay. And then Prince got up and left, and she got up and left. I don't know why her voice is so deep, because it was a woman. She got up and she left.
Because you were summoned. Yes. You were summoned by royalty.
And there was, you know, an array of people in the living room, and I went back to find Prince, and he was back there holding court with Tavis Smiley and Cornel West, and he looked up and like smiled and gave me the peace sign, and I went back in, and we had pasta and pizza at 4 o'clock in the morning.
How did Prince like his pizza? This is very important. The toppings is a window into one's
soul. First off, there was no meat on the pizza, and I didn't see Prince eat any pizza. we would go to his house, man, for the house parties, and it'd be Stevie Wonder playing the piano, Malcolm Jamal Warner on bass, you know, Rochelle Farrell singing lead. It was just amazing, man. And then you would get it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, his chef is serving you breakfast. You're like, why am I at Prince's house at 5 o'clock in the morning, man?
About to wrap up hour number one of the Rich Eisen Show. Mike Hill filling in for Rich Eisen today. Continue to give us your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. Talking to the Olympics right now. We got somebody on the line right now. Brandy, or Terzo, I should say, from Iowa. Terzo from Iowa.
All right.
What's up, Terzo?
What's up, guys? Hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure whenever you're on. It's a good time.
Thank you, my brother. What you got talking about today?
Hey, man, so the Olympic basketball this year, men's and women's, was fantastic. And it just shows, right, how quick the other countries are catching up to the men, especially the men's. I think in the next 4 years, it's going to probably be pretty tough for us to claim gold again in the men's, because the French team is going to be stellar in that. And we're going to have to bring some big guns, and hopefully these younger guys can step up, because it's going to be a tough charge.
How big of a guns, how many guns can we have like that? We fielded a really good team. They were comparing this to the 92 Dream Team as far as talent is concerned. Do you think it's the competition is catching up, or are we kind of going backwards a little bit? Because I that's always that debate, Terzo. You know, is the rest of the world catching up with the United States, or are we moving backwards a little bit? Because we sent our best there. We got LeBron, we got Steph, we got KD, we got Devin Booker. We got guys that are going to be future Hall of Famers on the scene, and you know they're in these close basketball games.
I think it's a little bit of both, Mike. I think seeing our guys that we sent this year, yeah, arguably that could have been the greatest team assembled up to 92. But whenever I look at these guys, they're all older. And so majority of them aren't going to be there in L.A. So we're going to have to be bringing some of these younger guys. And I don't necessarily know if our younger core group of guys are going to be where some of these foreign players are. Because if you kind of look at it, maybe the five best players in the NBA aren't American.
Yeah, well, that's so true. Terzo, thank you, man, so much for the call. Terzo doesn't is that insurance? Is that his logo there?
Terzo's a lawyer.
A lawyer. You do marital law?
Terzo.
You got a client for life here.
I could have used him.
I could have too, Mike. I know where you're at.
I know. I'm just saying, I don't know if he does family law.
I know that feeling.
That's the only time I've ever had to use a lawyer.
For
divorce. Two times it didn't work out in my favor.
Okay. Oh.
The last time it worked out because she had her own money. That was it. That's on. Once again, it's my own therapy. That's why I do stand up now, because it's like I got to have my own therapy out there, man. That's really cool.
Like, fool me twice? Shame on
they, you. You know, if there's somebody that's like, hey, man, third time's the charm.
Nope.
Try to. And I said, three strikes, you out. That's just where it is. Now I'm open. You know, it used to be after the first and second one, I used to say, I don't want to get married. Like, when you know, you go to a wedding and you go and the groom is about to throw that garter or whatever.
Yep.
After my second marriage, I would have rather caught COVID with one lung than catch that garter. Seriously,
wow.
That is, yo. But then I got married again and, you know, it didn't work out, but I'm here and I'm a better person. I feel like I'm a better person. I feel like I've done my time. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm experienced now. Mm-hmm. So I know what to and not to do. And, you know.
Every day, let's just get 1% better.
Right? 1%, you know what I mean? That's all we got to do is just get 1% better, 1%, man. 1% but better. On Terzo's point, though, brother, yeah, the world is getting better. I'm like, you think about the MVPs over the last couple of years. Fair. Even Joel Embiid, who played on Team USA, he's not from this, you know, he wasn't born in this country.
Right. Cameroon also had a French citizenship. He could have played for either of those countries.
And
chose USA.
Not to interrupt you, but that had me thinking that whole game, like, say Embiid decides to play for France.
Yes.
This could have been a different situation.
It could have been a different game.
It could have been a different game, because a lot of people were questioning why he was on the team. Well, I think that Serbia game, he was on the team for that one game
right.
in particular, because there was nobody that can stand up to Joker other than Embiid.
Despite always plays what good against Joker.
Tries
always,
to say a lot of Joel hate out there, but you put him up against Joker, that's like, you know, that's Iron Man and Captain America. That's Thing and the Hulk going at it.
That's been the battle down low in the NBA for the last four seasons there. I mean, of course, Joker is an incredible talent, three-time MVP. Embiid won it year before last, whatnot. But, you know, this team assembled was a great basketball team. I never want to hear them compared to the 92 Dream Team ever again, though. Just don't want to. Like, great talent, once again, but people have selective memory, or just they have prisoners of the moment when it comes to just how great that 92 Dream Team was, even if they weren't all in their prime. They weren't old. They just weren't in their prime. It was so great,
Mike,
man.
This team, and we're going to break, but this team is kind of closer to their prime than 92. So, yeah. I mean,
we're going to talk about that with Joe Vardon coming up, USA Basketball. He covered the team over there in just a minute.
And to Terzo's point, the old guys are going to be out. LeBron said he can't envision himself playing in 28.
LeBron will be there, Chris.
I got to imagine.
LeBron's going to be there.
LeBron is not human, bro.
Well, you're talking about some of the younger guys. We're talking about Paolo Banchero and Chet Holmgren and Cooper Flagg and Brunson
Anthony
might
Edwards
be there.
Is still going to be there.
Anthony Edwards and Tatum. Yep. I'm sure Jaylen Brown
Jason
will probably
Jason Tatum
the team
is actually going to play.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Tatum going to play his time?
Jaylen Brown should be on the team. Should have been on the team this year. I mean, and I think that's.
But there are guys down the pipeline. There are a lot of good young American players who are gonna just fill it.
How about Cooper Flagg?
Plug and replace.
Yeah, he mentioned him. Yeah,
Cooper Flagg will for sure.
I mean, Cooper Flagg. I mean, the way he was balling against some just in the warm ups in the exhibition games.
I think our guards are fine, but we need some big men that can match up. A lot of these foreign guys are big. Skilled inside players, man. So
Embiid will be 34 as long as he both his knees work.
I'm going to say he probably won't be playing as long as
Embiid. I don't know if Embiid will be in the NBA in 4 years.
Ooh,
I'm just really? Like the injury history, bro. I'm just like I don't know. I want him to play. He's so phenomenal. Playing
you know
basketball.
It'll be fun for me, though, watching Tyrese Maxey get busy in the next Olympics. I'm pretty sure Maxey will be on the squad. Yep. So that'll
Tyrese
be,
I mean, the NBA will always have a great group of Americans that's going to play for them or whatnot. But
what about the cohesion, man, and how much, like, the announcers, D-Wade kept saying it. It's like, how much you trust that person, and that's what really makes these teams go.
Yeah.
And
we'll talk about it with Joe Vardon of USA Basketball as the Rich Eisen Show continues right here. I'm Mike Hill, filling in for Rich Eisen. Stick around.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.